This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, as we get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine can be found at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. What are people talking about this week on the radio? The issue-oriented charts for the week of March 12th to the 16th. Top stories, top people. Michael's here. He's going to go through all of these changes, see what we can come up with. And I'm sure we will do as we usually do, Michael. We will stick to only what's on the page. We'll only talk about what's there that is obvious and is forthright. Okay. All right, now
who told you to do that?
I listen.
Who told you that we're
reading
this? Is this a new rule? Did this come down from corporate?
The bankrupt.
Is this a new memo?
Yes, it's a memo from the bankrupt courts.
Have we not been sticking to the page?
We're doing a fine job.
I thought the page went on forever.
Uh-huh.
It does go on forever. Let's go right. Well, here's what it says on my page.
Okay.
But these pages have a lot of spokes. This is a hub that has a lot of spokes. It goes in a lot of directions. At number 10, we have discussion about NFL free agency and NBA action sports. At number 9, Katy Perry's idol controversy. At number 8, the death of noted physicist Stephen Hawking. At number 7, the national school walkout. A lot of talk about that. At number 6, the Pennsylvania House race. At number 5, the poisoned Russian agent and UK-Russia relations. At number 4, the Stormy Daniels case. At number 3, the FBI Clinton investigation and McCabe status. At number 2, the Trump administration changes. And at number 1, Trump-Russia investigation. The people on the survey, at number 10, Katy Perry. Number 9, Stephen Hawking. Number 8, Connor Lamb and Rick Saccone. At number 7, Larry Kudlow and Gary Cohn. At number 6, Vladimir Putin and Sergei Skripal. At number 5, H.R. McMaster. At number 4, Jeff Sessions and Stormy Daniels. Not that they have a partnership or anything. They just are tied for number 4. Yeah. Could you imagine? At number 3, Andrew McCabe and Hillary Clinton. At number 2, Rex Tillerson and Mike Pompeo. And number 1, guess who? Donald Trump.
Wow.
And, it's another week. Another crazy week.
Yes. It is. All right. So let's get to the sum and substance of what is really important, and that is Stormy Daniels and her dimples. What is there that we need to know about Stormy?
Well, you know, look, it comes down to this. She says that she had an affair with him. He says she didn't. Now, who are you going to believe?
Now, I want to know what the definition
of
blonde, an affair
is. A fake blonde. Are you going to believe a fake blonde with big boobs or Donald Trump?
No.
Or I told the joke wrong. Oh, my God.
You want to start over again?
The joke
again,
is,
take two?
The joke is, who are you going to... This is like going around the Internet. Everybody's probably seen it. I can't believe I blew the joke. All right? I apologize, but here's the joke. I mean, there's nothing worse. I've been preparing all week to tell this, and I told it wrong. It's, who are you going to believe... I can't remember how it goes now. Wait a second. Who are you going to believe? The fake blonde with big boobs or Stormy Daniels? There you go.
That was hard.
Oh, man,
I took you to tell it, actually.
I know. Am I entitled to one screw-up per year?
Yes, you are. Yeah. All right, let's start a new rumor. Let's start a rumor that Katy Perry is gay, and she kissed this 19-year-old kid on American Idol just to sort of dissolve or dissuade people from thinking that she's gay. Think that you want to start that rumor? What do you think?
You think that we're starting it?
Well,
that's even worse than my Donald Trump joke.
Yeah. Well, no, actually,
she kissed the guy.
Right.
First of all, she doesn't look like Katy Perry anymore. She looks like Miley Cyrus.
Miley? Her too?
Miley Cyrus. Doesn't she look different? Katy Perry looks different.
I have found her nothing but annoying her entire career. There's nothing about Katy Perry that I think is fun, attractive, interesting. How she got, you know, Lionel Richie and what's the farm? What's his name? Kara, what's the name of the guy that sings the
Luke
song?
Bryan.
Luke Bryan, yeah. They're getting $3.5 million a piece. She's getting $25 million to be on that show. And what does she bring to it? And I don't know if I'm speaking from an age perspective, a male perspective, but I've found a lot of people like Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at the moment. I don't think you like Katy Perry either, do you? The millennials like her. Who likes her? What makes her worth this kind of dough?
I think there are plenty of people who like her. I think that there are plenty of people who are into trolling or sassiness or anything like that. They think that she's funny and entertaining. I like her music. I don't know if I would hang out with her or go to a bar with her, but I think that she's worth maybe $15 million or $10 million, probably not 25.
I think she's worth $12.3 million.
I wouldn't pay her $25 million. Granted, I don't have that kind of cash.
I'd pay her $25 million, but she's very difficult to deal with. Now, the truth of the matter is, I think that Katy Perry came to popularity because she made some good records by the standards of today's tastes. She was right in the the sweet spot. She made some really, really good records. She's a good performer. She has a good voice, and she was really good looking. Now, I'm not saying she's not good looking now, but she was good looking in a more, shall we say, mainstream way. She's kind of messed with her look, and a lot of people are complaining about that. And let's face it, none of here I go. This is going to be controversial, but none of today's talent singers and people out there, and I shouldn't say none, most of the big stars don't have lasting power. They run thin very quickly. They're not great performers. They're not great singers and interpreters. Most of the music today is produced by the producers, by the computers.
It's electronic, yeah.
It's very, very, very inorganic. And not only that, so are the visual presentations. Not only is the audio controlled by computers and producers, but the visual aspects of their talent. Even when you watch the Super Bowl halftime show, it's pyrotechnics and big, and you don't. So the day of the great talent, the organic talent who comes out on stage and performs a song and knocks you out, that day seems to be not today. And so Katy Perry just is kind of plastic at this point.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Yeah. Artificial.
Yeah.
Made up. And,
right.
And she ought to be thankful, whatever where her star or stars have brought her, the lucky star, I think, when you compare the sort of talent that people, raw talent that people used to have. And it's maybe the same thing can be said about the movie stars of today. You look at all the CGI. I went to see, I love to go to the movies, as you know. Like, you love popular sports events. I love going to the movies. Mm-hmm. And I went to see A Wrinkle in Time.
How was it?
Which is a very good movie. It speaks to my spiritual values, frankly, and that was one of the things I wondered about when I saw it. Is it a great movie? No. Is it nicely done? Yeah. The special effects are very good, very creative. Did they make the movie? Well, the movie wouldn't be the same if it was just shot on a lot. But the message, sometimes what happens, Michael, as you know, the message gets lost in the medium. People go to see a movie and they see lots of the back stuff and they don't pay attention to a song, the lyrics of the song versus the...
Making a very good point. And that is the key to the situation today with entertainment. There's more interest in the gadgetry than there is in the organic talent.
Right.
And, computer generated graphics and, computer. I mean, look, a person could sing and not sing well anymore, and the producers can make it pitch perfect. You and I could sing and sound, like, Perry Como. They are able, well, he had a beautiful voice. It's a producer's game today, and that has changed things. Now, I have to say, the producers are artists. I mean, these guys and gals who are running the controls and making these computer-generated movies and all that, they are really talented people. What's got to happen, though, is that the substance of it has to catch back up to the sizzle. And we're at a point now where that hasn't happened. It will happen. And there'll be movies and there'll be records made where people with real performing talent, with real acting ability, with real great lyrics, real great storylines, and great technical prowess. And then we're going to enter a golden age of entertainment. We're not there yet.
Wow, that's pretty good. Happy to hear that. Give me something to look forward to.
Well, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does. Nicely put. It's 16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I've been on the radio for a long time. And even though you can't really see me, you're listening to me talking now using my smile, my white smile. Michael has seen me. He knows how important it is for me to have a super white, for everybody. You want to have a good smile. Everybody wants to have a good smile. If you drink coffee or tea or red wine or you smoke and you got stains on your teeth, there's a way of getting rid of that problem, getting rid of the stain without using whitening strips. The actual thing now with me is that my gums are sensitive, so I wouldn't want to use that stuff on my gums anyway. Plus, the fact it takes about a half an hour or more to get the whitening strips to work. Now, in 5 minutes, you have the solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work in 5 minutes. No mess, no fuss, no trays, no strips. Power Swabs clinically has been studied, uses a patented natural tooth detergent. The whitening agent lightens your teeth in 5 minutes. So you snap, you swab, and you smile. The coffee, the tea, the smoking stains, all that stuff will start to disappear. You do it once a week, and you'll find that without a long period of time, you'll be back to the best-looking natural teeth. And you can use these on caps and veneers as well. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Give me that number again. 800-208-1797. And when you tell them that you heard it, just use the code DJV. That'll get you 50% off the retail price, all right? Code DJV for Power Swabs. Whiten those teeth. 800-208-1797.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, as we work our way through the world of Talk Radio, I want to say hi to Pat Bueller, who is listening in Cocoa Beach, Florida, to WMEL, which has been carrying this program, Michael, for about 20 years, which is not a bad thing. I think he's been carrying it down there. John Harper runs the station for pretty much as long as we've been doing it. He's one of the loyal followers of fashion and gets a lot. Every once in a while, I have used him. When you weren't available, I've had him come on and talk about some of the issues from his perspective. And that's really an important part of this, to get perspective from people who are running radio stations or listening to the individual stations. There are a lot of people who come in different parts of the country, different circumstances, so they may not agree with some of the things that are said on some of these radio programs. And that brings me around to something that I wanted to ask you, and you as the expert on talk radio in our country, what does it take to be successful? Do you really have to these days agree with the host, agree with the premise, agree with what is on the air in order for the program to be considered successful? What makes a program and a host successful?
A program and a host are successful if they engage an audience. Engage is a word that means connect with. They could love it or hate it, as long as they love or hate it in a way that they want to be engaged. Disinterest is the enemy of success. If they're not interested, then there's a problem. But if they're engaged, the hardest thing in today's era of noise, there's so much noise out there. There's so many channels, so many people squawking. And social media, people think they're stars, you know, they have their own audiences.
Right.
So to make it in the mass media, the public media, commercial media, you have to be engaging. There's no filler. There's no mailing it in. You have to be engaging. Part of that is entertaining. Part of it is informing. Part of it is stimulating. Part of it is keeping people company. A lot of it is X factor. You can't really explain what it is that makes relationships pop, but you can't be blasé or lackadaisical. You have to engage people, and that's the key to success. And you have to develop a critical mass of listeners, meaning you have to have enough people listening, and they have to be engaged enough so that you can move them to action, and the action is to sell products, I have to say. If you can't sell products, if you don't have the kind of loyalty factor and numbers to get people to go to restaurants, to buy products, to do things, whatever, to have influence, then you can't be successful.
It really is it's an engagement. You have to, unlike any other format in radio and even maybe television, this is a personal engagement. You're listening to a person talk about something that may be important, hopefully is important to you, and you have a thought mm-hmm. about it, or you want to listen to hear more about it. You won't find that in music radio, especially today. You and I grew up in that era, and we were the people that were presenting the messages to people listening to those shows about music. Now, that's kind of a lost art now, and I think one of the reasons that news talk format still sort of controls or is the most popular of all the formats is because you can engage. There's a person, there's a touch.
Exactly. There's no engagement anymore in music radio.
No.
Music radio, I mean, for the most part, music radio, and the music is not that engaging. We were engaged. We were listening to the artists, we're listening to the message, we're listening to the fashion statements, and we're listening to the DJs.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
You said we were engaged, and I didn't remember that night. I forgot about that night when you and I got engaged.
Well, it didn't work out, but I learned a lot from that.
Did you? Important for us
it's
to know
that white smile you have.
That's what it is.
When you flashed that white smile, I was just... Mm-hmm. It was
there I am. Yes. And by the way, in the next half hour, I'm going to defend your reputation when it comes to things, these rumors that are floating around about you that we have to straighten out. We're also talking about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, 28 past the hour, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listen up, folks. You're going to hear something on the radio that you'll never hear again, and perhaps haven't heard to this point. This is unique stuff we have here. The Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, gets to let it all hang out. I'm Doug Steffen, hanging out with Michael Harrison, as far as that goes. So one of the people on the list this week, well, actually one of the stories, number four, is the Stormy Daniels case. And I'm looking at some of the other people that have been associated with President Trump this week. Rex Tillerson, Mike Pompeo, Sessions, McMaster, Pukin Putin, Larry Kudlow, Gary Cohn. The list goes on and on. What's wrong with this list? All of those people. If we were taking a test in school, and the teacher gave you all those names, and she'd say, "All right, what name does not belong here? What name would you pick, Michael?
What name doesn't belong in the list that you just said?"
Yes,
Vladimir Putin.
No,
wrong. I'm not sure where you're going with it.
I think all the people associated with Trump, of all of them, they're all politicians or wannabes working with him, except for Stormy Daniels, who said she's already had her way with him, and now it's time for him to pay. That's apparently what's going on here.
I'll tell you, it's a great, on a serious level, it's great celebrity gossip, but I don't think it matters.
Nah.
I don't think that anything's going to come of it.
Of course not.
No matter what he did, I don't think that Trump's personal life, which we all know about, and you can think about it whatever you want, I don't think it is a factor in what matters in terms of public policy, the future of the country.
Anymore.
Anymore.
If this had happened 50 years ago, it would have been. But
if it had happened to Obama, if it had happened to, that would have been it.
Can you imagine Melania, Mrs. Obama, Michelle. coming, going out and having a press conference. I'm going to divorce Barack Obama because he's not the man you think he is.
Well, that would have been a surprise. I gather that Richard Nixon, yeah. Barack Obama, and I don't know how far beyond that. I think George W. Well, I don't know about George W. I don't know. I would put my
George,
reputation.
The son or the daughter?
The son or the father? George H.W. Bush, we already know he's a tushy grabber. Yeah. I think that Barack Obama and Richard Nixon were stand-up guys true to their wives in their marriages.
I don't know
what George W. Bush was like personally, because he was kind of like a frat boy kind of guy, and I don't know. We know about the father, which was surprising. We know Dwight Eisenhower had affairs. We know FDR had affairs. We know Kennedy had affairs. Lyndon Johnson, I don't know if anybody would want to have an affair with him, but so I'm not quite sure what he was sort of a crude guy in other ways.
A beast.
But I think Nixon just was absolutely in love with his wife Pat, and I don't think that Nixon strayed, and I don't think there's a scandal to be found in terms of personal stuff with Barack Obama.
No.
Trump, Clinton. Well, Clinton paved the way for Trump. I mean, Clinton was a pioneer
in lechery.
He was a great pioneer.
Pioneers in lechery.
Right. Men who have paved the way for us to have a much wider array of choices for president than just goody two-shoes, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter he lusted in his heart.
Yes, he did.
Which was an interesting thing that a lot of his political enemies tried to use against him, but it was a very honest statement. And, of course, there is a major difference between thought and action.
Can't go to jail. Wasn't that, what movie was it that wanted to put you in jail? Tom Cruise.
Vanilla Sky.
And that is
something that we are dealing with as a very real issue in terms of red flags for school shooters.
Yeah.
Do we arrest people for what we think they might do based on things they've said or their actions or their looks or, you know... These are issues that are very, very important right now.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Vanilla Sky issue. Donald Trump, he's going to make it or break it. The jury is still out on his place in history, but it isn't going to be because of Stormy Daniels. It don't mean a damn thing, no matter what he did with Stormy Daniels. Doesn't matter.
Nope. Ancient history. Okay. Number 8 on the list, Stephen Hawking and his passing. This sort of, again, everything is about celebrity. So it wasn't the fact that he died that created a controversy, but Gal Gadot, who is the star of Wonder Woman, probably didn't mean to offend anybody with her tweet, but she seems to have. On the day of his death, she mourned him by saying, quote, "Rest in peace, Dr. Hawking. Now you're free of any physical constraints. Your brilliance and wisdom will be cherished forever." That's all she said. And after that, people with disabilities and their advocates took offense when she said finally free. The assertion was that it was discriminatory toward people with disabilities. Can you believe that?
We are so screwed up with our political correctness.
Yeah.
It's like Bruno Mars is being attacked for culturally appropriating African American culture.
Whatever that means. What does that mean?
Cultural appropriation. That means if you dress up as an Indian, you are now insulting Indians.
Pocahontas.
Well, that's a whole other deal. That's an offshoot of it. But what I'm saying is that we're taking political correctness to absurd lengths.
Yep, we sure are.
And, a case could be made for all of us when we die that we are now free of the restraint.
Yes,
so are we insulting humanity?
All right, so here's the quintessential piece that I don't understand this week. Sean Hannity has Laura Ingram on his program
Worst lesson.
That'd be fun. So the two of them discuss the Katy Perry kiss of the American Idol contestant. Now, what in the world? Why would anybody want to know what Sean, God love him, and Laura have to say about that kiss? Why is that in that world that they live in? It must have been a short day on the news totem pole to have the two of them discussing that. It just seemed rather silly to me. We've talked about this a little bit because we don't care that much about Katy Perry, it would seem. But I just
obviously a lot of people did. She wouldn't be number 10 on the people list, considering how many people are being talked about on news talk radio, the same format that Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity are part of.
Yeah.
So
right.
I guess part of it is the fascination for occasional social celebrity rather gossip, which we all love to engage in to a small degree. Korean news talk, and the fact that there has been a sociological, political implication per the gay issue that you brought up earlier.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff that gets stuck in people's craws, and there's the gossip factor today is so amazing. It really is, in terms of...
But there's
so much fakery there. Why are we now just talking about so-called fake news? Fake news has been around forever.
Of course.
People are making up stories about other people since print began. You know, it becomes kind of silly. However, it does make for good conversation. 43 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's name, where you live, if you want to keep that private, then you really have a problem in this day and age because there is no privacy. Everybody knows everything about everybody. But sometimes the things you find when you Google yourself startle you because you sometimes find online things that relate to your personal information that are not true. Don't become a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with something called executive privacy. Executive privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in the field of making the web safe. With Reputation Defender, they have an executive privacy system that gets at the personal information so that it's scrubbed clean all the time. Your online search results, when you look to see that, see all this stuff there, that's not me, that's not true. Well, they'll keep an eye on all this stuff, and if you need to have something it works on, if you're in a controversial position, running a business, whatever it is, you want everything to be clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. That's why you make the call to Reputation Defender, 844-432-4886. That's 844-432-4886. Ensure that you and your family's personal information is completely safe and accurate. Make that call to Reputation Defender. 844-432-4882. Let me repeat that again. 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's executive privacy special packages just for you. 844-432-4882. You can go to ReputationDefender.com and use the code Doug. That's ReputationDefender.com/Doug. Or learn more, fix the problem, 844-432-4882. Time for us now to go through the list of the people that are focus in News Talk Radio circles this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Let's get number 10. Well, Katy Perry and that kiss fascinated a lot of people. I don't know why. I don't even know why she's on American Idol, because she certainly is not an attraction. But there are those who like her music, so okay. Number 9, Stephen Hawking and his passing. Number 8, Conor Lamb. Number 7, Larry Kudlow. Number 6, Vladimir Putin. Number 5, H.R. McMaster. Sounds like a new kind of safe company, right? Get your safe from H.R. McMaster and Company. Number 4, Jeff Sessions. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Rex Tillerson. I guess a combo of Mike Pompeo and Rex Tillerson. And number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
In today's automotive news, BMW are taking some big risks with their new M5. This is the ultimate driving machine and now comes with 600 horsepower. It's no slouch on the track as I drove it around Thermal Raceway in Palm Springs. The bad news for enthusiasts is that in this generation of the M5, there will be no manual transmission. It's what we like to call in the industry a sleeper. It looks fairly passive, but get it on the track and it's incredibly aggressive. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
It's now 47 past the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in the world of conversation, including Michael's weekly review. And this is, he reviews lots of different things, but he has a new podcast that really follows in the steps of the old podcast in that there are a lot of very interesting people in the world, and it's nice to get to know them. And somebody like Michael, who can get into the up close and personal sort of life of folks who are interesting. This week, what are you featuring?
We have one of the last of the great crooners of the Great American Songbook, Steve Tyrell, and it's very interesting. And next week, we're going to have an exclusive interview with an old buddy of you and mine, Joe Lieberman.
Ah, so, I like Joe. Yeah, he's very
good. Yeah, it's going to be good. But, Steve Tyrell, really cool. Yeah.
Have you ever seen him perform?
I've never seen him perform in person. I've seen video of him performing, and I've heard his records. And yeah. He became a star singer by accident. He's a producer.
Yeah.
And in the movie Father of the Bride, they needed somebody to sing The Way You Look Tonight in a different tempo than Frank Sinatra did it.
Yeah.
For the credits. So he did it, and people were sending in letters, who is this guy? And now he's had 12 albums. He's won 2 Grammys. He's won an Emmy. And he is a major number one Billboard Jazz Charts star for years, sells out all around the country, all around the world, venues, singing the standards. Yeah, he's got a smoky voice. He's kind of cool.
I saw him last year perform in Boston, and it was a venue that was very personal. It was I think there were probably 400
intimate
people.
Intimate,
yeah. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, it was about 400 people in the room. I found him very personable. I kind of knew who he was before, but now, having seen that and watched him work the crowd, he's very, very good and very personable, and his singing is good. And a lot of songs that he made popular, you don't know it's him, or you didn't remember, or you know the
right.
And that's what I think you underscore in the Podcast One interview,
yes.
Michael Harrison interview, that you can get to by clicking on to talkers.com, or you go to podcastone.com. Steve Tyrell, he's worth the attention. He really is. I'm glad.
M H MHInterview.com gets you right to it.
MHInterview.com. Right. All right, I remember that. I'll just go to that. MHInterview.com. All right, this is DS with MH on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour, if you have any anxiety at all about things that people are talking about, I've got somebody here with me right now who's going to add to the anxiety. It's attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University here in Boston, leading expert on scams and identity theft, also somebody that always gives me a great fodder when I ask him legal questions about some of the things that are in the top list from Talkers Magazine. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the newest credit card scam and what people can find out at scamicide.com about this important topic. If somebody steals your credit card number, runs up a huge bill quickly, I mean, it ought to be obvious to you, the thieves now are going for more subtle things. They get access to credit card numbers. They use it to create accounts at Spotify and Hulu and Netflix. So you don't notice it until the end of the month you get your bill. $9 here, $18 there, that kind of stuff. So,
and repeated charges. And that's one of the things
right.
that they often do is these small repeated charges and bam, you're hit for them. The good news, bad news is that if it is indeed is your credit card that's being stolen, and that happens all the time, your liability is limited to no more than $50 by federal law. However, if you're using your debit card and your debit card gets stolen and you don't pick up on that right away, your entire bank account is at risk and can be lost. And this is one of these things when you hand over your debit card, which looks like a credit card, may even say MasterCard or Visa on it, if they ask, are you using this as debit or credit, it's always a debit. And the answer really only has to do with their billing of the bank. It's always coming out of your credit card. And, you've got to watch this very, very carefully because those charges can add up. And particularly if months go by and you've missed them, they can argue that you were negligent.
Yeah, right. So in order, you got to make sure your credit card statement is reviewed instead of waiting for the monthly. You check online every week probably, right?
It's a good idea. I mean, I had the same thing happen to me. Couldn't figure out what the heck it was. It was one charge that made no sense from British Columbia. And my credit card company was pretty good. Called them right away. They canceled the card. New one's on the way.
Good. All right, let's talk about Stormy Daniels and whether she has a case or not.
Oh, she's got a big case.
That was easy. I gave you that. Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating legally because it's a matter of that there was an agreement, but was the agreement valid if it wasn't signed by Donald Trump? And I've seen the agreement as filed in the court complaint, and no, it was not signed. So is it a binding agreement? There's a real question there. There's a question also about whether they agreed to do arbitration and if that arbitration was done or if she even got notice, or if that agreement for arbitration is based on the contract being allowed. I mean, this thing, I'm going to be talking about this in my classes, my law classes, for quite a while. There are a lot of interesting aspects of this, but it also brings up, across the board, these non-disclosure agreements that are used to settle disputes. This was also how, you know, companies hide defective products by forcing people, okay, we'll settle with you. Here's your money. But neither you nor your lawyers can ever share any information. So some states actually will, as a matter of law, not allow these if they think it's a matter of public importance.
All right, let's spend a little time on the legalities of these investigations, continuing FBI investigations into Mrs. Clinton and the continuing investigation into whether or not there was a connection between the Trumps and the Russians. At the end of the day, what are we going to get out of this?
We're going to get nothing out of this because it has been investigated by congressional committees. It has been investigated by the FBI and law enforcement literally for years. And frankly, this is just a smokescreen. It's trying to counteract the legitimate investigation into what happened with Russia intervention, and not just into Russian intervention in the campaign. Even the Trump administration yesterday admitted that the Russians have infiltrated into our water and energy supplies and actually agreed to do some sanctions.
The business about the Russian who was poisoned, that all led up to some sanctions, I think, as well.
Yes, very much so. And as a matter of fact, when Trump agreed to the sanctions are against the people that did the infiltration in the election, not the poisoners.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.